Zeichen nicht was Avi Mor, Jakob bin Israel Pichas, Zeichen nicht was Daniel Shane, was Yeshua Falak. Okay, Rabbosai. Okay, it's good to see you all. We are in Inyanei Hilchos Muktzah, part Hey, part 5, in Inyanei Hilchos Muktzah. And the topic of this evening's shiur is Tiltul Min Hatzad. In other words, we know that you're not allowed to move Muktzah, right? So say you have some money on the table. You forgot some money, and you have a dollar bill that happens to be on your chair. So you're not allowed to move it, because that's the iser of Tiltul Muktzah. The question is, what about to do something indirectly? Say, for example, could I tilt the chair and have it fall off, or something like that? So what's the story of Tiltul Muktzah Min Hatzad? To do it in an indirect way. Is that Asr or Mutter? That's the Shaila. You can't hear me?
I can't hear anything.
How about everyone else?
Can't hear.
You're all coming in fine. Okay, coming in fine.
Hear you just fine. In fact, David, I have trouble hearing you.
Everyone else could hear me?
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay.
So,
so how about you, David? What's the story?
It's working now. It's working.
Oh. Okay. Okay. So that's the topic. And, so let's see. Says the Gemara in Shabbos on Mem Gimel Amud Beis. Leiba Ketanoi Ein Matzilin Es Hameis Mipnei Hadleika. Question is, there's a fire and then there's a dead body. So are we allowed to move the dead body so it won't, chas v'sholem, be devoured by the fire? And so if we would actually pick up the dead body, so that would be real tiltul. This is obviously on Shabbos we're talking about. But what if we would just pick up the bed that the dead body's on and then move the bed, or tilt the bed and put him into some, you know, do some indirect type of movement? Would that be permissible or not? So that's the shayla of Tiltul Min Hatzad. So the Gemara says, Leima Katana Emitzilin is amazing dead leka. So the other opinion says that you can. Shamati Shamatzilin is amazing dead leka. So the Gemara says, Hechidami, what's the case? Id ika kikar otinok. Because normally we say by a mace, if you put a kikar, you put some bread on top of the mace, then you could carry the mace. Because it's considered tuffle to the bread, or a tinok, a little kid on top of it. It's probably easier to do a loaf of bread, you know, and put it on top of the mace. So then you can move the mace. That's a heter of kikar v'tinok. If you don't, so why is Rabbi Yehuda ben Lachish say that it's okay? So the Gemara says no. The case is talking about that you don't have the kikar v'tinok. So what's the shus? So elalav mitaltol min hatzad pligi. The machlokus is the mar savar tiltol min hatzad shmei tiltol, umar savar lo shmei tiltol. So that's the question, whether Tiltul Min Hatzad is, you know, say you have a mita and you take him from, and you pick up the bed and you move him someplace else. So you're not directly being metaltel the mace. So So that's the question. Is that considered tiltul muktzah or not? When it's minatzad. So the Gemara says, no. The kuli alma tiltul minatzad shmei tiltul. So now the Gemara says, no, it is tiltul. So why does Rabbi Yehuda ben Lachish say that it's mutter? Since a person is so going to get so nervous when he sees the mace and he sees the fire, so if we don't let him do tiltul menatzah, really tiltul menatzah is not allowed, even for the mace. But since he's bahul, we're afraid that if you don't allow him to do tiltul menatzah, then he's going to just blow out the fire, which would be the mochamer dikavera. So therefore we let him do it. So then you have another, so that's one sugya of tiltul menatzah. Then you have another sugya on Kuf Chav Gimel Amud Aleph. Tana Rabbanan, Paga Shetamna B'Tevin. Say you have Tevin. You have, different types of stalks of sorts, which is Mukhtza. And there's some vegetables in the Tevin. So the Gemara says like this. You have this vegetable that's in the stalks. Or harara, or a loaf, shetamna begecholim. Imegula miktsasa, muta letaltala. So if it's megula, say part of it is sticking out. You have a carrot in the stalk. So you can just, so even though when you pick up the carrot, some of the stalks are going to move, but you're touching the carrot, and everything else is indirect. So that's okay. And that's not even considered tiltul menatzad when it's sticking out. Because lemaise, you're taking the carrot. If the whole carrot is underneath, and then you take a fork, and you go through in, and then you pick it out, so that's called tiltul menatzad. So this is a discussion. So what's the halacha about tiltul menatzad? Is it mutter or is it aser? So Tosis on page 2, Mem Dalet Amud Aleph, says the following. O Mary, with the arrows, the Yesh L'chalek, the Hocha Iker Atiltul L'tzorach Meis. V'lol Domi L'chol Hani Sha'osa Iker Atiltul L'tzorach Karvik V'chavis. In other words, if you move the mace minatzad for the purpose of the mace, because you don't want the mace to get the fire. So you're doing it for the purpose of the mace. In other words, you're doing, like Rav Shechel pointed out, you're doing tiltul menatzad letzorach the dover aser, like Rav Shechel pointed out. So that's aser. But if you're doing it, say for example, you have something and there's money on it, and you're not interested about the money, you just need the thing. You want to use the table. So then you can be taltul menatzad because it's for the tzorach of the table. Whereas if you put the money there before Shabbos, and you had in mind that it should be there for Shabbos, so then the table itself becomes a bosses. Then the table itself is muktzah. But if you've just forgot some money on the table, say the delivery person came and you left the change on the table, and it's Shabbos and you forgot, so you didn't have kavana that the table should be a bosses. So then, but you want to use the table. There's money, it doesn't look nice, or It's on a place where you would have put somebody's plate or something like that. So that's called tiltul menatzah letzorach dover hamutter. So if it's tiltul menatzah letzorach dover hamutter, then it's mutter. But it's tiltul menatzah letzorach dover osser, it's osser. So say, for example, you move, there's a chas v'shalom, a fire, and there's a dead body, and you want to move the fire, you want to move the dead body indirectly. Letzorach what? The tzorach, the mace, so the mace chas v'shalom shouldn't be burnt up. So then, it's aser, because that the mace is mukza. The mace is mukza. So since you want to move the mukza for the purpose of preserving the mukza, that's aser. But say, for example, you want to take away the money, you want to tilt the table to take away the money, not because of the purpose of the money, but you want the place on the table. So then that's letzorach dover heter. So if it's letzorach dover heter, then it's mutter. So tultum menatzad is mutter letzorach dover heter, but if it's letzorach the muktza, then it's aser. And that's how the Tosa says, and that's what it says in Shulchan Aruch. Let's take a look in Shulchan Aruch. Take a look.
Page 4.
Yeah, 1 second. There's a couple of things here. Okay. Hold on 1 second. Let me show you which page I wanted to say over. 1 second. Here, take a look on page 7. No, I really want page 8. Shinyar Aleph Sivches. So it says in Shulchan Aruch, Tiltul Menatzah Letzorach Dover HaMutter, Mutter, Hilchach. It's known Shetomim Ba'aretz, if you had a radish or something that's in the ground, U'miktzas Olav Megulim. And part of it is still above ground. The low hishrish, and it didn't take root. And the gamlo niskaven lizria, no tlo afal pishim ritiloso mazes offer mimkomo. So then you could, if it's sticking out, you could just grab it out. Even though when you grab it, some of the offer that's covering the rest of it is going to move. That's okay. That's not tiltul menatzah even. Afal pisha hosif machmas lechus akarkumutter. So he says that's the klal. If it's letzorach dover hamutter, it's mutter. So if it would be totally enveloped in the karka, so you can't move the karka. So you say we take a fork, and you would go into the karka till you get to the vegetable, and then you pull it out. So that's tiltul menatzad, because you're moving the offer indirectly. So, even though when you take the thing, you're also moving indirectly, but that's considered too indirectly, and that's not even tiltul menatzad, as Rashi says. But when now this is the tzorach dover hamutter, because the vegetable is something mutter. So therefore you want to get to the vegetable, so then it's mutter. But if you, as we said before, but if you're moving a mace for the preservation of a mace, even though you're doing it min datzad, you're not taking the mace, you're taking the bed, and then you're moving the bed, not the mace. So it's tiltul menatzad. So that's, but it's letzorach the mace. That's aser. But if the tzorach the dover heter is mutter. That's what Tosfos paskin, and that's how the Shulchan Aruch brings it down.
How about other cases where we're mater, like by a mile? Or ambulance hatzala to go on Shabbos, or tchum Shabbos halech l'kras rabo, that we're matter certain things. The mes is ton kvura.
The mes is ton kvura, right?
So why shouldn't that be reason for a heter on its own?
Because it's muktzah.
I understand, but muktzah is
Muktzah is something, you know, you can't, Hatzolah drivers, we let them to go drive back home too, right? It's a mitzvah to the Kvura Semes is a Daraisa.
Right, but first of all, Kvura Semes we don't do on Shabbos.
Yeah, if it gets burnt up, you can't do it at all.
Right, if it gets burnt up, he can't do it at all. Right. So, and yet, let's see the Lashon of Shulchan Aruch again. Yeah, so we're going to see, right, yet they weren't matter that.
It should have a din of a meis mitzvah, even if Kohen Gadol was...
Yeah. Should have a din of a meis mitzvah. That's interesting. Okay, so let's go, we'll see. Let's go through all the different dinim here in the Shulchan Aruch, and we'll see how the Shulchan Aruch... because the Shulchan Aruch, originally what we said before... On Shin Yud Aleph, here, take a look on page 7, say, for example. Sif Hei. Im Tzorech L'mokam HaMeis, L'dovish HaMeis Munach Alav, Mutal Tadal Meretzad. If the mace is on the couch, say, and you need the couch, so then you can be metaltel the mace menatzad. Ayu shahovcho mimita lemita. Came to the tzorch dover mutterhu. But then they have kikur vatinok, is they mattered. So you could do it with a kikur vatinok. So as you put a kikur on the mace, and then, that's what they tell a story. This I heard from Rabbi David Willig many years ago when I was in a shir that Rav Breuer, he was Niftar, I think, on Shabbos. I remember I went to his Levaya. This is his Levaya was 1980. Rav Yosef Breuer, the Rav of Breuer's. So the way the story was told, listen, Albert told it, is that he went to sleep, he put a challah roll in his pajama pocket because he was afraid that he would die and then people would move him shelo kedin. So he put a challah roll in his pajama pocket, so this way, and he had a premonition that maybe he would die, which he did. So he put the challah roll, so this way if they move him, it would be mutter. Because it's all they keep curvatino. Tigrok is more difficult to put a baby on top of it. So it's easy to just take a challah roll. So that's what he did. So there are, it's not like we don't have any heter. But Chazal were machmir in Muktzah. He didn't say you could just do it. He says only im tzorach lamokam hames. Then that's the tzorach dover mutter.
And using that challah roll, wouldn't that be being nena from the mace? So I'm not sure that you could use that challah roll.
Meaning what?
If a mace is wearing a challah roll, are you allowed to eat that challah roll?
Only the mace is also not anything the mace holds.
Yeah.
You're being nena from the mace by taking
You're not
that
nena
roll.
From the mace. Well, you then it from the challah roll if you eat it.
You're taking the challah roll from the mace, right?
Well, no, you're moving.
Clean.
What you're doing
clean,
is he's putting a challah roll on the mace before he moves the mace. So the challah roll enables him to move muktzah. In other words, they didn't matter it necessarily.
But that's when you take a challah roll, which wasn't part and parcel of the mace. You know, that's an outside challah roll which you add to the mace. Here's a challah roll which was part of the levush of the mace. It belonged to the mace.
What do you mean it belonged to the mace? It's on top of the mace. So you're really carrying the the mace agav the chalaro. So, and the Shulchan Aruch says, lo hitiru l'talta li dekikar otinok el b'meis b'vad. In other words, it's not a heter to say you have a dollar bill, and you want to move it. So you don't say I'll take a challah roll and put it on top of the dollar bill, and then I'll move the challah roll. Because it's a special heter by mace, and that's good for what we said. In other words, you said we don't want the mace to get burnt, so put a challah roll. It doesn't have to be a challah. I mean, it can be something else, but if it wouldn't have been that you needed the makom of the mace, then the only way it would be mutter is a kikar v'tinok. So that's one halacha. And then take a look here. The other, let me show you other cases that the poskim talk about. Here, take a look on page 6. Take a look on page 6. So look at the Magen Avraham. With the arrows on the left. Generally, the tiltel matzad shari l'tzorach kohanim. Say a kohen is there, and then someone chas v'sholem dies, and we want to move the mace to a different place so the kohanim, you know, won't have a problem. He says nearly tiltel matz. So to take the mace out directly. Again, we're not talking about to put it in the Rishus HaRabim. We're just talking about to put it in another place where the presence of the mace won't be a problem for a kohen. So you have to move the mace, but it's muktzah. So he says, nearly the tiltel manat, so you can do tiltel manatzad. Because you're not doing it for the tzorach ha-mace, you're doing it for the tzorach ha-chai. You're doing it for the kohen. So it says nearly the tilbur atzad shari the tzorch kohanim. K'moshe kosev sifhei the tzorch bekomo shari. In other words, we said before tzorch bekomo is mutter. In other words, the mace is on on the couch. The mace is on the bed, and you need the bed so that's the tzorch is mutter. And if you need the mace should be moved. Not the tzorch a mace, but it's. The tzorach hachai, that's also mutter if it's still to maratzad.
How does he move him? What does that mean?
I mean, the mace is in a bed, so he'll pick up the bed.
So, and that's only mutter the tzorach kayana?
No, but I mean, no, it's mutter also, so you need the bed. So then you can tilt the mace onto another bed and this is just another example of a case that tiltul menatzad would be mutter.
But the tzorach the mace...
But the tzorach the mace is... Yeah, in other words, the tzorach el kohen is mutter. You would think fakert, that the mace would be more chomer to cover the mace. That's what we were asking before. That's what Yossi was asking before. But he's saying, no, that the tzorach of the mace is more chomer, is more of a reason that you can't do it. It's fakert of what you would think.
Why is there a halacha that you can put them on the ground, not on Shabbos?
Yeah, put them on the ground, but then you have to do a kikar v'tinok. So he says, nearly the tiltum on a tzad shari l'tzorach kohanim, k'moshe kosev sif hei l'tzorach b'kom shari, b'kom mokam ein kohanim, you call them lakuf l'krovem sheyisuyu, afil svich b'kohanim l'kohanis l'beisak, Knesses to whom mitzvah. He says, but he can't force him to bring it out. And then Rabbi Kivega writes in the bottom, he says, the fees of Mashakosu Bahago Valide Akum Yish Matirim. Whereas he says, the Ramah writes, you can move the mace Alide Kikar Vitinog and maybe Alide Akum. So he says, Uchop Shudu Yeshetal de Akum Lutzerk Kohanim, Kavan the Havi Lutzerk Bekomo, the Yeshetal de Israel Batutu Benatzad, Shari Bakum Lagamri. Whereas if Yisrael could do it till Tumanatzad, so then certainly you can get a goy to do it. So he says, the fizeh mashkotu v'hagoh aval alidei akum yish matirim. He writes here, koshuk tzas. L'chor b'pshuto yeshet alidei akum l'tzorach kohanim kem edahav l'tzorach mekomu yeshet alidei Yisrael b'tul tum ratzad. Shari b'akum l'gamri. But that's another example he gives. Let's see what other examples we have here. Let's see what else. There's another Magen Avraham that I want you to see. There's another Magen Avraham. Let me find the Magen Avraham I want you to see. Let me just find it. Another Magen Avraham. Yeah, take a look on page 4. Take a look on page 4 in the Magen Avraham, Sifkat and Hay. So let's see what it says in Shulchan Aruch. Look in Sif Dalim. Shochach Evan al pi chavis. Say you have a barrel. And there's a stone. So a stone is muktzah. Like Rav Shecht always says, it's not an ochel, it's not a kli, so it's muktzah. As Rav Shecht said. Shochach even al pi achovis, or mos al kar. So if you forgot some money on the bed, you forgot, so what do you do? You tilt the bed. And then, so that's always the preferable way, the poskim say. If you have to do tilt al matzad, the first resort you should do is just tilt. If you can't tilt, then you can mamish pick up the bed and move it. But if you can just tilt it, that's the first resort. That would be the first choice of what you could do. So if you had some money that's or a stone on top of a pillow, and you didn't have in mind to put it there for the whole Shabbos, so you didn't make the, if you did, then the pillow itself becomes muktzah. The pillow is a buses, so you can't move it even minatzad because now you there's only minatzad lagabe the oven, but lagabe the pillow now the pillow became a chefter sholiser. So then you can't say oh well I'm doing minatzad of the rock, but now you're doing the hedya to the pillow. So we're talking about that it doesn't become a buses because you forgot it there, you forgot some money on the pillow. So what do? And you want to use the pillow. So you tilt it off. But look what the Magen Avraham says on Dal and Hey. V'im oseh kein l'tzorach hamol shelo yignevu, oser. But if you're going to do tiltul menatzad because you don't want the money to be stolen, say it's in a place that it could be stolen, so now you want to do tiltul menatzad. Say you left some money out. Well, we discussed the other day about Hefzid and Ruba. Maybe is different. You know, we discussed last week. You know, but he's saying that if you're doing it the money shouldn't be stolen, and it's not talking about Hefzid Meruba. Hefzid Meruba is a machloikas, right? We discussed last week whether it's mutter or you can mitaltel muktzah for Hefzid Meruba or not. That's a machloikas. But But here's saying you want him. It's not a half some ruble. It's a $2 bill, $1, $5. You know, not something big. So you don't have a heter of half some ruble. But you can't move. You can't move the pillow to take off the money, because if you're doing it, so the money shouldn't get stolen. Because it said if you're doing it because you need the space where the money's on, that's letzorach dover heter. So then it's mutter. But if you're doing it letzorach the money that it shouldn't be stolen, that's aser, because that's tiltum menatzad letzorach dover aser. So tiltum menatzad is mutter only if it's letzorach the dover heter. But if it's letzorach dover aser, then it's aser. So that's the example we gave to do tiltum menatzad. It's letzorach habeis. If chas v'sholom there's a fire. So you can do tiltul maratzad. So you can't do tiltul maratzad to save the mace. Right? But you can do tiltul maratzad for the kohanim. Because it's not the tzorach of the mace. You can do tiltul maratzad if you want to, if there's money on the table and you forgot it there before Shabbos, so you can tilt the table. And, yeah. But if you're doing it because you're afraid someone's going to come in and steal the money, then you can't touch it at all. Because that's tiltul menatzad letzorach dover ha'aser, letzorach the money, letzorach the mukza. So if it's letzorach dover heter, then it's mutter, letzorach dover iser is aser. So that's what the Magen Avraham says. He also came, letzorach ha'gros, shlo yiknevu is aser. So it has to be letzorach dover heter. And so it's interesting that even by a mace, ad kedei kach, we say that you can't move the mace to save the mace from the fire. If you're doing it, it's counter what you would think. You would think if to save the mace from not being burned is a big thing. If just because you need the couch, that's mutter? But yeah, if you need the couch, that's mutter. Because that's sorach dover hamutter. But if you need it to save the mace, that's also. But you do kikar v'tinuch, that's a separate heter. It's a very interesting, it's counter of what you would, you know, like Yossi was saying, it's counter of what you would think.
And it doesn't matter who this mace is.
Right, the car doesn't matter.
You would think it would be a chafetz or mitzvah.
Yeah. Right, afal pi kein. You see how chomer the din of mukta is. So now let's look at the Alter Rebbe on page 14. Right, so he tells a halacha. We discussed this halacha previously. He says, "Not all adam is beno b'rishus hayachid." Right, you have a little kid, and he's whatever. He's crying, whatever, and he's playing with a rock. Evan biyadam. So ein chashav metaltel sa evan biyadav. So you could pick up the kid. Because you're not being metaltel the oven, it's tiltul menatzad. So then, it's mutter, aval gami yefshel hashlech evim yaratina, b'nei yitzak v'ivke, aval meilu gagul mula vosel litlo. In other words, if the kid is crying and he wants his parent to pick him up, so then there's a tzorach. So though, even though the kid is holding a rock, so when you pick up the kid, he's holding a rock, that's tiltul menatzat. But if you're doing it because the kid is crying and he wants you to pick him up, then tiltul min atzad l'tzorach dover heter is mutter. And then he said in Halacha Beis, he says, and even in a case where the kid is crying and he wants his parent to pick him up, feel sheyesh lo gaguim alav lo itiru el be'evin. They only matter in Evan, but if the kid has money in his hand, so then we don't let you pick up the kid because maybe he's going to drop the money, and the father might come to pick up the money.
Why is the Svara being applied in a different way than we said by Mez? By Mez, we said if we're not moderate, maybe he'll go and he'll put out the fire.
Yeah.
So here with the child, if we don't let him pick up the child with the money, maybe he'll go pick up the money without the child.
Yeah, but it's not... it's probably talking about a little bit of money. I mean, he talks about...
If it's $1,000. Whatever. The kid found a big bill.
Yeah, so he writes in Siv Beis that...
Right.
He says, Afil sheishol gargum lo loitir ala be'evin. Al dinar biyado, osra afil lo echos biyado, hu malach barag mashus hayach, zeh Hashem yitol, yipol hadina biyado, v'yishkach alo v'yemiyeru, v'yimsa metaltal muktzal til the gomer. So Yerichanami, they made a gzeirah if he's holding a stone. So if you drop the stone, the father's not going to pick up the stone. But if it's something expensive that the kid is holding on, so we're afraid that he'll drop it and you'll pick it up.
That's what I'm saying, which is different from what we said by Mace.
Right, by Mace.
By Mace, we're saying if we're not going to be martyrs, like if we do it like by, what do you call it, Yefastor.
Right.
So it's like the Rabbanan equivalent of Yefastor, if we're not going to be martyrs, they'll do it Beezer.
Right. Correct.
Now you say, if that's the case, why don't you say it here also? If that's a svara, the bichayshid, that they're going to do something beisr,
right?
Say it all over. It sounds like a conservative.
So what should be mimater?
Mimater, even if the child's holding money, that he should be able to pick up the child anyway, because if not, he'll pick up the money without the child.
So he says... Because he's, but it's not his money.
If the stone is a raw diamond.
Yeah, the stone is a raw diamond, it's a different story than in a chanami. And we're afraid that he's going to drop it and then he'll pick it up. Okay. So let's take a look. Rabbi Harfenet says here. Okay, so he discusses this Alter Rebbe here. He discusses. Look on page 20, the second arrow. The davar chiddush yotze mishulchan aruch harav. The tiltul matzad ein mutar l'tzarch. Okay, also litol biyodo tinach sheish biyodo chayfet shel muktzu she'ein lo gaguim alav. But if the kid is not crying, then you can't pick him up. So it's tiltul matzad. Even though you're doing it just for the kid. So there's no real tzarech. If he's not crying, there's no real tzarech. Then you shouldn't pick up the kid, because then you're doing tiltul min hatzad, and there's no real tzarech. So even though you're doing it l'tzarech the kid, you're not doing it tzarech the rock, But that's the chiddush of the Alter Rebbe, he's saying, Rebbe Harfinus. It has to be a tzorach. Tiltum menatzad is only mutter if it's a tzorach. So if the kid is crying, and he's holding up on a rack, you can pick him up. Because that's a tzorach. But if there's no tzorach, and he's not crying, then you can't pick him up, because you're doing tiltum menatzad. So even though either case is not... In other words, we said before, if the tzorach dover iser, is aser. Tzorach dover mutter is mutter. But what if it's shalola tzorach? Until now we discussed, tzorach dover mutter means you need the place where it is. Tzorach dover, that's tzorach dover heter. Tzorach dover iser is you want to save the maize so you don't want the money to be stolen. But say you don't have any tzorach. In other words, the kid is holding a rock, and he's not crying, he doesn't need you to pick him up, and you just want to pick him up. Is that mutter? So he says, he sees from the Alter Rebbe, that if the... Because what does the Alter Rebbe say? If the kid is not crying, you can't pick him up if he's holding a rock. Why not? It's not tzorach dover iser. He says, it's not enough that it not be tzorach dover iser. It has to be befoil a tzorach dover heter. But if there's no tzorach, then it's aser. So he said, the Rav Harfinus points out, that's what the Alter Rebbe's chiddush is. Because you don't say, tzorach dover iser, tzorach dover heter is mutter, and what if it's shalom tzorach? Is it, so maybe that also should be mutter, because maybe the iser is only tzorach dover iser. So he says, no. It's not enough that it be neutral, not iser, not heter. It has to be dafka, a tzorach. But if there's no tzorach, then that's aser. So that's what the Alter Rebbe is saying. If the kid is not crying and he's holding a rock, you're not allowed to pick him up. Because that's tiltum menatzad, but it's not for a tzorach. That's what he says. Yeah, he uses lashon. There has to be tzorach dover heter. This is not considered a tzorach even. So he's paskening the Alter Rebbe. If you pick up a kid, he's holding a rock, but he's not crying. He doesn't need to pick you up. Sometimes the parent wants to pick up the kid more than the kid wants to be picked up. So if the kid is crying, then he wants the parent to pick him up. But if he's not crying, he's having a good time. He doesn't want to necessarily the parent. And he's holding a rock. The parent is not, the Alter Rebbe Paskin, the parent is not allowed to pick him up. Because it's not, it's even though it's not tzorach dover iser, but it's also not tzorach dover heter. It has to be dafka, a positive tzorach dover heter. So that if kid is holding the rock, and he's not crying, you're not allowed to pick him up. That's what Rav Harfinus points out. That's the chiddush of the Alter Rebbe. That's the chiddush of the Alter Rebbe. That has to dafka be the tzorach of the dover heter, not just not the tzorach of the dover iser. Then he gives another case here on page 20. On the first hour, Nirashim ba'aron shertolasham kol ha'chalifus. He has all his suits there, the weekday suits. So yimos ha'chol, and he also has his Shabbos. He has the Shabbos bekesher. V'hu ratzel hotzi shel Shabbos ha'bekesher. So the question is. In his weekday suits, there's money in the pockets. So is he allowed to push aside the weekday suit so he'll get to his Shabbos Bekesher? So he says, "Manal nira, shim ba'arim chetol l'shem kol ha'chalifus shil yimos ha'chol im." Him shall Shabbos, who wrote to Lotzi shall Shabbos, Habekasha, לא ידחוף להצד החליפה של אימוס החול, שמרוך שם עמוס, שחפוצים, ולא שבלאף אחר יכול להגיע להליך חליפה של שבס. So he says he shouldn't do it unless he can't get to it. Lo yitchav l'tzar ha-chalifa sheni mos ha-chol, zhemu nachsham ma'os, v'shach ha-fasim uksim, v'loshem v'laf ha-chinech l'agil ha-chalifa v'shabes. So because you need a tzorach. If you can get to it anyway, then it's not considered a full tzorach. Which is an interesting idea. Yeah, so that's the idea here that it has to be tzorach lover. You see, let's see the lashon of Tosis. Tosis that said this klal that has to be tzorach lover heter, not tzorach lover iser. Let's see. Omeria, page 2. Here's a chalak d'hachi ikar tiltel tzorach meis v'ldomi l'chol hanush also ikar tiltel tzorach kar v'chavis. I don't know if you can really tell, but he's saying it has to be the tzorach davar heter. But if it's not the tzorach davar heter, then that's aser. So it's not enough that it's, if it's the tzorach davar iser, like you're moving it till to meratzad because you don't want the money to be stolen. So therefore you're doing it with tzorach the money. So then till to meratzad is aser. Or to move the mace so it shouldn't get burnt. Tiltu matzad is aser. But if you need the place, in other words, tiltu matzad, but you have to need it. That's what he's saying. If you don't need it, it's tiltu matzad, but you don't really need it, the tiltu matzad. So then it's not just a hetzestam, you can move things. Even tiltu matzad is aser. Unless there's a tzorach. And the tzorach has to be a davar heter. But it has to be a tzorach. But if it's no tzorach, then not. So you're saying if you move the suits that have the money in them to get to the bekasher, so you're saying it's not really a tzorach.
If you have books in a drawer, then you have. Spoons in the jar.
If you have what? Mukhts in the jar.
Yes, yeah. And you need the spoons.
Right. Yeah.
How do you consider money for these purposes? American money doesn't have a din of maos according to the standard understanding, I believe, right?
But maos for different things. This is for the purpose of mukhts. So the purpose of mukhts, like Rav Shecht always says, if it's not a kli and it's not an ochel,
it would still be mukta anyway.
Yeah, that's what I have to point out. It would still be mukta. Pasha, still be mukta. But when, you know, there got be other areas of halacha that could be different. But it's mukta, it would be. So it has to be the tzorach of the dover heter. But if it's not the tzorach iser, if it's not the tzorach heter, that blinds us. So if the kid is not crying, he's He's playing with his rock. Everything's good. And you pick him up. That you're not allowed to do. Because it's a, it's not tzorach dover hetzer. It's only, it's not tzorach dover issa. So it's not automatically tzorach dover hetzer. So these are some interesting yesodas here of what's considered mutter and what's considered also. Then he writes on page 15, Shochach Evan al Pichovis. Say he has a barrel of wine and there was a big rock on top of it. Almost. Or he forgot money on the pillow. Mata chavis al tzida, so he could tilt it. Va'evin nofelis. U'menai hakar v'amos nofel. So that's what I have to do. You have to pick it up and tilt it off. You have to pick it up and tilt it off. But that's the... That's the cloud here. It has to be tzorach dover hester, and it can't be tzorach dover iser. But if it's neutral, it's also not good.
This is, let's say, he needs wine for kiddush, or even if he just wants to drink wine, Sam. You don't tell him to give up the wine.
No. The tzorach doesn't mean a real bona fide tzorach. It means he needs it. He has a purpose for it. He has a purpose for it. Like in the case of the mace. He's moving the mace to make the couch vacant. There's no chiv to be on the couch. But you want to use the couch. Because you want to use the couch. So that's considered mutter, which you do with the tzorach dover hater. But when you're saving the mace from a dveika, that's a tzorach dover... Dover Isser. If Dover Isser, then it's Isser.
And to do it for my own peace of mind, that doesn't count. I'm going to have Agnes Nefesh if the mace
is there. If the mace is there, you'd have Agnes Nefesh. So you do it with Kika Vatinok. Yeah, I guess do it with Kika Vatinok, so then that's a heter. Now next we're going to talk about, is there any difference if you do something with your elbow or your feet? There is a concept of tiltul. You see, now we're talking about tiltul menatzah. That means you do it with your hands, and you just do it. You don't directly take the mace. You take the bed. You take the whatever. But say you do something begufo. It means you see money there, and you don't want to whatever, so you kick the money to the side. So what is that called? That's called... kick the money... So the question is that a heter? To kick the money in the side so you shouldn't... So when you come back, you know where it's hidden.
Is there any element of shinui? Because you don't move money in a normal way by kicking it?
Right, that's true. But the question is that still called tiltul muktzah? So if you... So it depends what your motivations are. Is it the tzorach the davar heter, or is it the tzorach the davar iser? Right. If it's the tzorach the davar heter, then it's mutter. If it's the tzorach the davar iser, it's aser. And then we said, but it has to be the tzorach davar heter. If it's just not iser, it doesn't make it mutter. It has to be befoil. It's Tzorach L'Dover Heter. If it's Tzorach L'Dover Heter, then you can do it again. You could use it. But we have to understand, is there another category? Is there another category of Tiltul Begufo? Can I just... in other words, is Tiltul Begufo, how you do it with your hands. You're just not doing it directly to the mace. But what if you do it with your feet or your elbow? Is that mutter or is that usser when you do that? So Bez Hashem, next week we'll have a packet on that. We'll look into that, Bez Hashem. Okay, Ramos, it's good to see you all. As always. And
thank you.
Okay, have a good Shabbos to all, and Bez Hashem.
Bez Hashem, you too. Yeah, Shakayach.
Okay, next
time. Shabbos.
Thank you.
Okay, so next week we'll continue, Bez Hashem.
Good Shabbos, thank you.
Good Shabbos, everybody. Good to see you all.
Thank you, Rabbi.